Jack, on your Mag Hotel, we showed you all the way up to 183 at one time on that. Did you miss the one this time?
I may have clipped it out, Joe. 183, yes.
Okay, yeah, you did clip it out, clipped it out cleanly, so thanks for verifying that.
Joe, Mag Romeo has 2-1 frames, and I took a few random and probably not very good 500 millimeter of the north and south masses, north and south masses.
Okay, Jack, thank you.
And Joe, verify that you want Mag Charlie substituted for Mag Bravo on the CER's camera. Don't get me wrong, I think it's a good idea, Joe. Don't let everybody work all night on that one.
Jack, I think the answer to that is yes, per the checklist, by the way. That's the way we show it in our checklist here.
Roger. We just probably have about 100 frames left on Bravo, but we'll just keep track of that.
Jack, it'll go out later on. Bravo will. It's apparently it's kind of your backup magazine there.
Okay.
The reason being, we want to start the EBA-2 with a fresh mag.
Say, Joe, Bob told us earlier the sounder looked like it was working.
Gene and Jack, just a general comment on that. Simbay's cooking along beautifully. We are getting lunar sounder data. It looks quite interesting. We've only got one or two annoying problems with it, nothing major. That is with the Simbay, not with the sounder. One of them being that we have our usual mapping camera extend problem, and we've just decided to leave it extended and it'll serve it right if it gets a little bit contaminated with an occasional dump. And I guess there's a minor problem with one of the big antennas. It didn't pass its retract check properly, so I guess it may have to be jettisoned when we do a plane change. Otherwise, things are working beautifully. Over.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad to hear that.
This is Apollo Control at 127 hours, 33 minutes. The CSM America has just gone behind the moon now on the 20th revolution. Spacecraft looking very good. Last we had telemetry data on it. And Ron Evans continuing to sleep soundly. He's been asleep now for about 3.5 hours. On the lunar surface, Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt aboard Challenger are eating at this time, and we hope to get them to bed by about 128 hours, or about 27 minutes from now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're sort of around 2730 in the checklist, more or less. And you want the power amp and TM to high?
Ready when you are. And troops, are you raiding the pantry up there yet?
Yes, sir. We've been hitting it as hard as we can. Hey, power amp is going to primary and CTM to high. And while we're waiting for Gene to look at his computer, shall I do the battery management?
Jack, stand by till we get the high bit rate on that battery management. And a reminder, are you still recharging that list number 2 there, or have you taken that off the line?
No, we're through with that. We caught it with 10 minutes.
Okay, we've got high bit right now. Go ahead with battery management.
Okay, we'll play it. Gene will work the computer and I'll work the batteries. And the ED volts are 37.2. Both batteries.
Thank you.
Okay, you got foo and data, Joe.
Thank you. Okay, Jackie, copy the battery management complete, and the Challenger's looking beautiful from down here.
I guess you don't have telemetry on dust yet, huh?
Negative on the dust, and the computer's yours. Sounds like you've got the hay fever sensors as far as that dust goes.
It's come on pretty fast just since I came back. I think as soon as the cabin filters most of this out, it's in the air, I'll be all right. But I didn't know I had lunar dust hay fever.
It's funny they don't check for that. Maybe that's the trouble with the cheap noses, Jack.
Could be. I don't know why we couldn't have gone and smelled some dust in the LRL just to find out.
Goodness knows we tried.
Okay, I'll wait for your cue on the rest of it.
Okay, Jack, telemetry PCM low, and your power amp off, please. Challenger, this is Houston requesting down voice backup, and then configure your ECS for sleep at your convenience.
Okay, we're working in that direction. Down voice backup now.
Okay, Jack and Gene, and unless you've got questions or we can help you out some way, we'll say goodnight to you.
This is Apollo Control at 127 hours, 51 minutes. Cernan and Schmidt are now completing the items in their pre-sleep checklist.
The reason I say that, Joe, it's going to be another 30 minutes or so anyway before we, probably more like an hour before we actually close our eyes.
Roger, Gene, do you think you'll be able to use about 30 more minutes of sleep tomorrow morning? What's your wish on that?
Yeah, I'd like to try and get the full amount. As I recall, tomorrow's a little bit flexible. If we get out 30 minutes late, it doesn't really hurt us.
Sounds like a good way to proceed. We'll give you the full 8 hours tonight, you know, and you do have a time pad in there, so it shouldn't hurt a thing.